It has to be soothing to walk into your store beginning of your day.
We hear everybody when they walk in the front door, they go, ah, that sigh of just amazing scent that they can smell.
Yeah, some farmers have a different smelling office.
Yes, but everybody loves coming to Red Oak Lavender Farm.
Lavender is a treat for all the senses. The distinct, vibrant color. The pleasant, herbaceous aroma. It doesn't taste half bad either. But you may not know all of lavender's many practical uses. Today, we'll learn all about it.
I came from the mud, there's dirt on my hands. Strong like a tree, there's roots where I stand.
I'm David Zelsky, and this is the Fork in the Road podcast, presented by Georgia Grown and the fine folks at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each episode, we feature stories from Georgia's farmers, fishermen, merchants, artisans, chefs, and others who help provide Georgia-grown products to folks in the Peach State and beyond. Today, I'm visiting Red Oak Lavender Farm, a pleasant little roadside stop in Dahlonega, Georgia. Now, if you drive with your windows down, oh, you'll know you're here. Spring and summer blooms boast a vibrant purple hue that you can clearly see from the road. And once you step inside this cute little shop and meet the mind behind this purple shine, you'll learn that lavender is so much more than meets the eye and the nose.
I am Tina Duffy, and I own Red Oak Lavender Farm with my husband David Duffy. We are actually in the foothills of the North Georgia Mountains, here in Dahlonega, Georgia, where the first gold rush became popular even before the 49ers.
And now there's something that smells even better than gold.
Yes.
That grows in these hills.
It's our lavender.
Tina started Red Oak Lavender Farm as a tribute to a beloved family member.
Yeah, I actually started this lavender farm because my grandmother was born in February, and she always wore purple. And lavender has the purple colors, even though it also comes in white and pink as well, and many, many different shades of purple. And so by growing this, it's in remembrance of her. So, yeah.
Seriously, how sweet is that? Now, you may think you know lavender, but did you know this?
When you say lavender, it's not just one kind of lavender.
No, there's actually 453 different varieties or cultivars of lavender, and we actually grow 21 of those varieties here.
453? That's news to me. And the colors? Different colors?
I love that. I didn't know they came in different colors.
Yes.
Yes. I thought lavender was lavender. Purplish, you know, that's kind of neat.
Yeah, and it's mostly you're going to get that change of color through the English, even though the hybrid intermediates will also have white spike. Yeah, so you can kind of have fun, play with the colors in your different rows.
In America, lavender most commonly grows in the more arid climates found west of the Mississippi. But Red Oak Farm is proudly going against that trend here in Dahlonega, Georgia.
Many people said when I got started that you can't grow lavender in Georgia. We're too far south. We have that long growing season, the intensity of the sun, where they grow much better further away from the equator. So, but we tried it and it worked. We just had to tweak some things. We call ourselves a learning lavender farm or a research lavender farm, because lavender is not supposed to grow in Georgia this far south with our climate and our acidic clay soil. So we are kind of checking which varieties actually grow best here, which are your Spanish and your intermediate long stem lavenders.
Okay, and you are holding a couple right now.
Yes.
Let's go through what we have.
All right, we have our English lavender, or Augustifolia, which is lavendula, and it has a lighter, sweeter smell to it, shorter stem. It's great for culinary uses such as lemonade, teas, cookies, cakes, and so forth. And then we have our long stem lavender, which is the hybrid intermedias, and it has high in camphor. So that's what gives you that wonderful, strong lavender scent that everybody seeks. We have Grosso in the front, and then we have Sensational in the back. So Sensational is supposed to have really big blooms to them. Nice. They're a sister to Phenomenal, and I know a lot of people have heard about Phenomenal lavender. So the Sensational, we're trying that, and we've actually harvested some that's hanging up in the shop too this year.
Looking good.
Yeah. The key is well-draining soil.
Okay.
So lots of rocks and amendments and so forth. What was hanging up in the shop is that we've already harvested the English lavender, and so that's about 20 pounds by the time it's dried and we screen it twice. We put them in bags and we'll send them off to Asheville Tea Company.
And inside the store, you have the lavender for sale.
We do.
And it is fun. You get this lavender and it's going to last you for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have many, many other products. Some you talked about the medicinal purposes for them. But
right.
Tell me about all the different products.
We have everything from sachets to lotions, bath salts, shampoo, conditioner, eye mask. It's 100 different items. We also do baby products and men's products. Bath bombs, all kinds of things.
Teas, brownie mix.
Yes, all the good mixes that are really easy, actually, the recipes on them. Just add an egg to them and your milk or whatever, and it's done for you.
It has to be soothing to walk into your store beginning of your day.
We hear everybody when they walk in the front door, they go, that sigh of just amazing scent that they can smell.
Yeah, some farmers have a different smelling office.
Yes, but everybody loves coming to Red Oak Lavender Farm.
Yes, everyone loves coming here. And though this farm is small, the flora selection is mighty.
And it's not just lavender. You have other things here as well.
Right. We also have all kinds of different flowers. We have David Austin roses. We have our zinnias, which are real popular. And we also have our dahlias down there that my husband David started, because he remembers times with his grandmother on their farm helping her with her dahlias. So we actually have about 1,200 dahlias on this farm. We have about 5 acres, and we just want to have all kinds of flowers growing here to be...
But it's the lavender that helps keep away the fauna, making the environment safer for everything else.
Yeah, a lavender also keeps deer away, so it's really good to keep in your garden. So that's how we're able to grow our vegetables and our dahlias and hostas. The lavender, we think, is just so strong that the deer can't smell intruders, so they just stay away. But we have a deer path across the back, and they'll run across here and then hop over the road to the next farm.
They just don't want to come here.
They don't want to come here.
That's crazy.
So while lavender may not be on the menu for hungry deer, for humans, its uses are endless.
Lavender is inert, and so it's not going to have a real smell unless you manipulate it by touching it, or the sun rays or heating it up, it will release the oils from the buds. That's why they're great in the bathroom when you're taking a hot shower. It'll make it smell really good, like a spa inside. Or in your kitchen when you're cooking, it helps to disinfect. And in the wintertime, they're a great air freshener. You know, if you have a fireplace, kind of put it up above your mantle, and it'll make the whole room smell so much better.
Now, a lot of people know lavender as a color that's on the big box of crayons, mm-hmm. but they also know it has a good smell. But
yes.
The uses and benefits of lavender go much beyond.
Oh, it does. Everybody knows very popular for the relaxing and sleep aid that it is. But actually, lavender is an antiseptic and antifungal. So it's so good as a health benefit. In France, they actually put the bundles on the windowsill to keep the scorpions out. And Queen Victoria had her ladies in waiting making lavender wands and putting them in their clothing, keep the moths out. But we also, when we debud the lavender and just have the stems, those are great for fire starters because you can throw them in a fire pit and it keeps mosquitoes away. So there's many, many uses. Back the Egyptians used it in their process of their mummification. So when they unearthed King Tut's tomb, they actually had a vessel that was 2,000 years old, had never been opened since then. They opened it up and the lavender still smelled. And so it's just an amazing, amazing plant. You can use almost all parts of it.
A toxic fire, a plume of smoke, and a community demanding answers. In Conyers, Georgia, the biolab disaster left residents searching for truth and accountability. This season, GPB uncovers system failures, hears from whistleblowers, and follows neighbors still fighting to be heard. I'm Pamela Kirkland. Join me for season 2 of Manufacturing Danger, the Biolab Story. Listen now at gpb.org/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
The process of growing lavender is more complicated than just spreading the seeds and waiting for them to bloom. Before these plants ever see natural sunlight, their life begins in David and Tina's comfy, temperature-controlled basement.
The English actually will have seeds, but the success rate of the seeds actually germinating is real low. And so we actually take cuttings, or what we call propagate, our lavender, and we grow them in our basement that has all air controlled mat, heat mats and so forth with thermostats. My husband has it all set up under grow lights. And so we baby them all winter and then have them available for sale beginning in spring.
Before lavender blooms, it looks much different from what you're used to. You may not even recognize it.
So you can see with this one, it's not quite ready to harvest because there's still some green here. The buds haven't opened up all the way. So we actually will wait until most of the plant has a third of it in bloom. And we always harvest in the morning because that's when most of the oils are inside the buds.
And they're almost like balls of growth, and then you have these long...
Yes.
It's almost like a bud. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very
interesting.
That's
what people will come here when it's off season. And they'll go, where's your lavender? Because they expect it to be in bloom all the time. Yeah. And they'll see these green balls that we prune back, kind of look like, balls or mushroom caps.
Yeah.
And but that keeps a healthy plant. We prune normally in September. And then about May, they'll start spiking, I call it. And then by June, they've pretty much doubled in size, or more than doubled in size. And then people will see their beautiful purple hue colors here.
Now, like many flowers, these beautiful blooms might not happen if not for the work of some friendly buzzing insects. Their participation results in another delicious product available at the Red Oak Farm retail store.
I see a honeybee there.
Yeah, if you look, you can see our honeybees. And they're loving the lavender, and I actually think that they help to pollinate the lavender so we get the bigger blooms. But they'll take the lavender and they'll go back to their hives making a lavender honey, not just infused, but the real thing from the honeybees.
That's really neat. It's just like, and you said when you pour it on a table.
Yes, when we extract it, we accidentally got some on our white countertop. And you could see a purple hue to the lavender. And we have so many people wanting our lavender. We're usually sold out in 2 weeks. We even have people right now asking for it. But we have to wait until everything's in bloom and the bees have had a chance to take all this lavender in and go back to their hives to make the honey.
And they could care less about you right now. They want that lavender.
Yeah.
I see so many of them.
Yeah, they're fine.
There's also one tiny, unsanctioned resident of Red Oak Farm who does his part to help. At least, maybe that's what he thinks he's doing. Who knows?
So a squirrel named Skippy.
Yes.
Moved the sunflower seed from here to
yes.
here.
And I've seen him.
It's your tallest one.
Uh-huh.
It's getting all the nutrients.
And we just let him grow. We figure, all right, that's where he wanted him.
That is hilarious.
And I'm not sure where the corn came from.
Oh, yeah, right there. So a Skippy pulled corn from a neighbor.
Maybe.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, when I had the plants in the greenhouse in spring, he was going around and hiding his seeds down in the plants. and they start sprouting up. And he will, yeah, he'll come out here and he'll move the seeds to different places. And he'll even put the seeds up front in some of the plants. So I'll tell some people, sorry if you get a sunflower seed in here, you know.
Great work, Skippy the Squirrel. You do you. In the spirit of farming and community collaboration, you can find Red Oak Lavender Farm products being put to good use all over Dahlonega.
Yes. Well, we actually have some of our products at the Chamber of Commerce. So if you don't want to take the ride out here and you want to try something, you can go there. And then we've also had Vintage Tea actually use our lavender in several of their teas. And Paul Thomas Chocolates uses our lavender for our chocolate bars.
And there's a
Etowah
yeah,
Meadery.
Yeah.
They make a wonderful honey and lavender mead. And I really like it. It's just the right taste. So yeah, definitely have to try some of that.
Very good. Sam, can you think of anything else?
Big Creek Distillery, we might want to tie in Big Creek Distillery in there.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Big Creek Distillery also makes a gin with our lavender. And normally gin is not one of my favorite drinks, but with the lavender, it's perfect where it's the juniper is not overwhelming. And when you taste the juniper, of course, first, but it's milder, and then you have the aftertones in the back of your throat of the floral lavender taste to it. And it's very, very good.
You could find Red Oak Farm products on their website and Facebook page, but I'd recommend visiting David and Tina Duffy on the farm to take in the whole sweet-smelling, colorful experience for yourself.
We are just off of 400 on Red Oak Flats Road. So not that far from the square of Dahlonega, Georgia. So if you're here enjoying the historic town, come by and see us sometime.
Anything else you want to add about the farm? What people can do here if they want to come visit?
Yeah, we have a lot of people that'll ask, and you can wander around the gardens, take pictures, especially make memories with your family and friends. And that's why we're open to the public. Even though this is actually our home property, most of your lavender farms have their home on their property. But we wanted a peaceful place for people to come and enjoy and just relax and make that time with their family and friends. They can picnic here. We've got plenty of picnic tables and a little swing. Right now, you can also pick in June and take some fresh lavender home.
For more stories like this one, you can watch A Fork in the Road on GPB TV or anytime on the GPB.org website. That's where you'll also be able to listen to and subscribe to this podcast or download it on your favorite podcast platform. I'm David Zelsky. Thanks for listening to A Fork in the Road.